Welcome to Vision for Change Radio with John Stevenson. When faith meets information, everything is possible. It takes just one moment to put your life on the road to success and personal fulfillment. You can obtain God's best when you can see your future in your present. Listen in as we share information that will inspire your spirit and empower your soul.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Vision for Change. I am your host, John Stevenson, and I love you all so very much. I say that each and every week, and I really, truly do mean that. I love each and every one of you so very much. Our call-in number today is 240-638-5430. That is 240-638-5430. We'd love to have you call in and just we want to hear from you. Let us know how the show is being a blessing to you. If you got any suggestions for some topics that you want us to cover, let us know. It is my tradition always to offer you Christ. If you're not born again, I do recognize we are on the oldest gospel station here in the United States. And if you are not born again, even those who are watching through Periscope, listen, Romans 10:9 tells us that Christ has died for your sins. God sent him here to love you and give you life. So you just repent of your sins and say, Lord, take my life and do something with it. And you just ask Jesus to come into your heart, and he will. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, he's faithful and just to forgive you of any unrighteousness. So there's nothing you could have done so bad that God will say, I don't want you. He loves you. And he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. So just repent and say, Lord, forgive me. I messed up. I did something wrong. And just for the sins I might have committed or something I've omitted that you asked me to do. And I just ask you to forgive me. And he will love on you as he always does. Our website is www.jsmonline.org. Go by our website. We've got some wonderful things. I want to thank all of the people who have partnered with us here at Vision for Change, and you've sown into the ministry. We are so grateful. We are believing God and praying with you over the seeds that you've sown into the ministry. We love you so very much. If you want to become a partner, go by the website, and there's opportunity for you to become a partner and be a part of what we're doing here on Vision for Change. We are definitely changing lives. Well, I want to just introduce our engineer. She is with a wonderful Miss Janice Sturdivant, and she is the host of The Generation Now, but she works here at Radio One, and she helps me out so greatly. How are you, my lovely sister, today?
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing spectacular.
That's good. Yeah. How was your weekend with the family?
Well, wonderful. We hung out. We had a good time. I love my family. Just love spending time with them. We went out and took my wife out for Mother's Day.
She enjoyed it.
She sure did. And then here's the thing. Then we, my son said, "What are you guys doing later?" And we said, "Going home and lay down."
Right, we're tired now. He was ready to get started all over again.
Yeah, you know, go to church, have a full day at church, and had a good time. We had a wonderful, wonderful service over at Victory Christian Church International. It was great.
I will be there this Sunday.
Yes, you will. I've got Janice Sturdivant. She's coming and she's going to help us with our youth and minister Vision and Purpose Day over at Victory Christian Church International 7-7 Metropolitan Court in Gaithersburg. Miss Janice Sturdivant will be in the house.
Was good. I like that.
I know. You hear what I'm saying?
You did that good. Yeah.
Well, so come on out and join us at Victory. Amen. So, Janice, you know, today I'm going to talk about mother's love. I got Pastor Cynthia Brazelton from Victory Christian Ministries International here in Maryland. She passes with her husband, Pastor Tony. Mm-hmm. And so we're just going to talk about being, you know, just mother's love. And actually, I believe that the Lord's going to talk about a whole bunch of things here. So
I'm looking forward to it. I love her, and she has a great ministry. And then you have a good ministry, so I know it's going to be a good show.
Yes, it is. It is. Amen. Let's set this atmosphere. This is David Nicole Binion. Oh, how he loves us.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I'm unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, then I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, and He is our prize. Drawn to redemption by the grace in His eyes. If grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like a sloppy wet kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest.
That's David Nicole Binion. Oh, how he loves you. He loves us so very much. And before I bring Pastor Cynthia on, I just feel by the Spirit of the Lord, if you are right now currently dealing with pain in your body, I want you just to just close your eyes. I'm going to release my faith with you for total restoration of your body. It is not the will of God that you be in pain, and God's not trying to teach you something. And sometimes we'll stay in pain for some time, and we'll just let it ride out and say it's just one of the things that we have to live with. You don't have to live with that. So I speak now in the name of Jesus over everybody out there experiencing any kind of pain in their physical body at this moment. Father, we thank you there's no time or distance in the spirit. So right now, I release my faith. You sent your word, and you bore all of our sickness and all our infirmities on your on the back of Christ. So now I declare and speak to you and command your body to line up with the will of God and be whole and be healed and right now be at peace. I receive that, and you receive that. You just lift your hands where you are, and you receive that. Just receive it right now. And the Spirit of the Lord is working through and in and on your body right now. And within the while this broadcast is going on, you'll start seeing and experiencing the power of God. And just give us a call here and let us know. I want to get the testimonies, 240-638-5430. We want to hear about what God is doing with you right now. Well, my guest today is, and I have to call her a spiritual mom to me too. Pastor Kit Brewington is our spiritual mom, and she went home to be with Jesus a few years ago. And Pastor Cynthia Brazelton is pastor. She pastors Victory Christian Ministries International with her husband, Pastor Tony Brazelton, over here in Suitland, Maryland. They have locations in Woodbridge and Waldorf and D.C., and they travel. They have Tony and Cynthia Brazelton Ministries to travel the world, and they are impacting lives. They also can be seen on the Word Network on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I welcome to the Vision for Change audience Pastor Cynthia Brazelton. Pastor, see you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you? I love you so very much. Thank you for being here today. I am so grateful for your time and your love. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Okay. Truly is.
Well, Pastor C, I could go into a long introduction. I just don't believe in that. I believe that you
you could
tell us more about you and the ministry from your heart and your passion than I could ever do by reading some kind of bio or whatever. So, can you just tell folks who you are and what, you know, just what you're doing over there at Victory, and just talk a little bit about what's happening with you.
Well, I think you said a lot of what we do, but in the inside of all of that, what you do, you know, Pastor Tony and I really have a true heart to literally change people's lives, and God has given us the vehicle of church and evangelistic ministry to do just that. You know, we've had a burning desire. Oh, wow. We've been in ministry since, I think I remember preaching my first sermon in 1983, so how many years does that make?
Oh, my God. That's about right. 16, 17 years now, right? No, 26? Yeah, 26? Is that what it was?
Yeah. Uh-huh. No, it's a little bit more.
You said 1993? When did you say?
83.
Oh, no. 83. Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Oh,
that's 30 years. So it's been a minute. It's been a minute. But we actually started the church in 1992. Uh-huh. And with, you know, Pastor Tony having a heart, it's literally changed people's lives, seeing them and the way God sees them, allowing them to see their identity. And so we kind of like gave birth to the ministry with calling it Victory, because we believe that everybody has the victory in every area of their lives. And then God put it on my heart to start a women's ministry, to really to minister to the women of God, to let them know their identity in Christ Jesus. And so we started a Virtuous Women Outreach Ministry. That actually was in 1989 that we started the women's ministry, and it's been growing since then. We have women's ministries every year where we minister to the women on a worldwide scale, but we minister to our women in our church on a weekly basis. Mm-hmm. God's doing some amazing things in Victory. We're excited about it.
Yeah, it's exciting. I know I have snuck into a couple of those women's meetings.
Yeah.
And it's amazing just to see the love and just the power of God moving. That's the big thing, the power of God that moves in those meetings, Pastor C. That's amazing to watch.
Oh, yeah. We've had a lot of women's lives are changed, marriages saved, healing that's take place emotionally as well as physical healing, and just growing in the things of God, you know, spiritual growth and just encountering God in a way that you never have. I believe, really, truly believe that the biggest area, a way of the supernatural is our encounters with God. Can't get any better than that.
Amen. Well, Pastor, as we were talking earlier on the phone, this month I'm focusing on a mother's love. And when I think of a spiritual mom, I think about you. But as a mother, I want you to begin. Just talk to our audience about the love. Because I believe right now in my heart, as I told you, I believe the Spirit of the Lord is going to lead us to do what he wants to do in the show. And so I just feel and sense that there's mothers out there that are hurting. They need answers. And they're looking for answers, maybe in the wrong places. And as a pastor and a mother, we know the answer, the global answer is we got to seek God. But practically, talk to us about that and if some of the things that you might have faced some challenges in and what has helped you have peace and get through some of the challenging times.
As a mother, there are actually no love that can compare to a mother's love other than, you know, to really encounter again, experience God's love. Because, you know, I remember reading in the scripture in Isaiah 49 when God was literally trying to compare his love for the people of God and just letting them know that he was there for them and that they could be excited about, you know, God's delivering them. But they didn't believe that God could able to do that. And then he used an example. Can a mother forget she's nursing a baby? And he said, though she may forget, I will never forget you. You've been actually tattooed on the palm of my hand. And so God compares his love to a love that people can really understand, and that is a mother's love. There's no comparison. Can a mother really forget she's nursing a baby? Absolutely not. Mm-mm. But it, you know, even if she did, God said he could never forget us. And so knowing that, you know, a mother's love is that awesome, that great, you know, it's almost like it hurts when you can't give the love that God put on the inside of you to give. Mm-hmm. Just like a nursing mother, it would hurt her if she doesn't nurse that baby.
Right.
And, you know, and it's, you know, like us with God, we don't always receive what God has for us. Mm-hmm. And so God allows us to go through series of events in life so that we can come to a place where we receive this love. And, you know, sometimes that's a hard place. And mothers do that with their children, letting them go sometimes, maybe hit their head or do whatever. But, mm-hmm. you know, the love is still there. And your heart hurts, breaks for them to come back and to receive the love that you have for them. And so, you know, as a mother, you know, you want your children to have the best. More than anything, you want your children. I know for me, you know, growing up in a Christian home and being a Christian, you want the greatest thing your mother wants for a child is to have a relationship with the Lord. And so the greatest thing that I can do is to live the life before them. Amen. That hopefully they would, you know, follow my footsteps and, you know, develop and know the Lord for themselves. And that's a great thing for a mother. You know, I know a lot of people may not have had that in a mother, mm-hmm. and so they're still looking for that example. Mm-hmm. But God has people that he puts in your life to be, you know, mentors, spiritual moms, that you can look to see, you know, who God is through their lives, and God will connect you to those people. When you reach for him first, mm-hmm. he'll put those kind of people in your life to be that person in your life, because I think everybody needs that. Need someone that they can go to, talk to, receive from, learn from, grow from, mm-hmm. and experience that love that God has for them.
Amen. I know my mom went home to be with the Lord in 2010, and I had but I was blessed because when I came to Victory Christian Church, I learned about having a spiritual mom, and Pastor Kip Brewington was my spiritual mom, and oh my goodness, she did more than just become a spiritual mom to me, mentor, leader, everything else that I needed. And God filled the gap, you know. And
oh,
so
yeah.
I know you're a spiritual mom and your grandma.
Yeah.
So what, just give me, all of us, what do you enjoy most about that? About being, let's start off with being a mom and then go to the grandma and then the spiritual mom.
Well, being a mom, I love my children. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting. And I say that, you know, everybody loves their children. Not everybody do.
That's true.
You know, that pregnancy caught them by surprise.
I know that's right.
And now their lives change as a result of that. They may resent that in some places. But, you know, I was excited about every pregnancy. I was excited about every one of my children. And, you know, just watching them grow and pouring into their lives, it's an exciting thing. And I still love them. And yesterday was awesome to me, having all my children with me and at church and at home, you know, celebrating Mother's Day. It was nothing like it. You know, different people have different love language. Mine is time. And as my children spend their time with me, I'm happy. And, you know, for me, you know, having my children, God spoke to me about being a stay-home mom, something I didn't ever think about, actually, even thought about doing. But that was God's will for my life. And being a stay-home mom was, I don't think there's anything to compare to that time that I spent with them and nurturing them and pouring into their lives and just developing a healthy relationship with them and still have the relationship that we have. They're all grown. And so we still have a great relationship. And as a result of that, now I have four beautiful grandchildren, three girls and a boy, and they're absolutely the love of our lives. And it's amazing. You know, I really enjoy it.
Okay.
A lot. And I pray that they enjoy being with me, too. Sometimes I have to make them.
I'm sure they do, Pastor. I enjoy that. For those who don't know, Pastor Cynthia, she has no whole car. She'll let you know if something needs to be fixed. She'll tell you. She's told me before, listen now, John, don't invite people to your church. But as a pastor, I would never do that. But I just want to make sure you know that. You remember telling me that?
Yeah, probably.
Yes. All right. Now, how do you balance this, Pastor. See, I, you know, but so many people have so many things going on, and you being, again, as I mentioned, a mother, grandmother, spiritual mother to many different pastors around the country and around the world, how do you balance all of that?
Well, you know, I set priorities. Setting priorities in my life gives you the balance that you need. You know, some people have a misunderstanding of what balance is. You know, you got a little bit of this, do a little bit of that. It's priority. What is priority for the day, I would say. But always in your life, you know, God is number one priority. This is how you know what your priorities are in life. Whomever or whatever you're going to spend the most time with forever, that becomes the number one priority. So we know that we're going to be with God forever, so he's always number one priority. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be with Pastor Tony. My kids will be all grown and gone. Then he's going to be, he still be here. Mm-hmm. So he becomes number two priority.
Right.
And then, you know, obviously when my children were here, they became number three priority. And then you go down the list in ministry. And so we never allowed ministry to take, you know, precedent over our lives, over our children, and what God called us to do and impact them. You know, you don't want to win the world and lose your own children.
Right.
And so they became priority in our lives. And now that they're grown, and they help us in ministry, so they feel the same way about ministry as we do. So they're putting their hands to the plow, and it's a priority in their lives, you know. But they still have God as number one, and their children, their families, and then the ministry and what God is calling us to do. And so, you know, we just seek the Lord every day. Just like you got up this morning, you said, you know, I think God wants to do something different. And so, you know, you have a schedule, but then when God interrupts that, you just do what he says to do. Mm-hmm. And then when you trust him, he takes care of everything else that you thought may have been a priority in your life.
Amen. Okay. So. Well, Pastor Cynthia, I'm going to pull on the pastor part of you, if you don't mind. I'm sure there are folks out listening out here, and they're wondering, how do I find a spiritual parent? Because some people will say, hey, this is my spiritual parent. They don't jump ship and go over here. This is my spiritual parent because this person's doing something real hot, or they move around. How do you know who your spiritual mother or father is in the Lord?
You know, the only really, the real reason to, of understanding that is really, I don't want to sound religious or anything, but it's really knowing God and what, who God will point you to, because some, it may not be somebody that you know. We've had many spiritual sons and daughters who really did not even know us, but when they met us, God said, that's your mom, that's your dad, and the relationship developed from them. And then there are, obviously there are people that we are in relationship with and known for quite some time, and God, you know, began to speak to them about the position that they have with us as spiritual parents, and the relationship began to change in another dynamic, and then we, you know, develop that relationship. But it's just hearing from God, really, and knowing where God has put you. And sometimes it's the people that is right next to you that God has poured into your life, especially if you're part of a ministry or church. Mm-hmm. You know, that pastor or, you know, that spirit are your spiritual parents, and you don't have to look for it. But in ministry as a pastor, mm-hmm. I think every pastor need a covering, needs someone that can pour into their lives, speak into their lives, someone with like precious faith, somebody that you can glean from, and you know where you want to be. Mm-hmm. And I guess as you seek God, you'll run into that person. I wouldn't pick somebody because of their popularity or who you think they are, but it's who God will connect you to. That divine connections are so important in the kingdom of heaven. You know, God said he set those in the body where he would have them to be. So it's not us setting ourselves. It's being set by God, because in that is where your anointing will flow into your life to a greater degree than you experience. You'll have your own anointing, but you'll have that of your spiritual parents pouring into your life as well.
Amen. Amen. I know, Pastor Cindy, you all have a conference coming up, a Pastors and Leaders Conference.
Yes, it's our first one. We're really excited about it.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk a little bit about that?
And let people know? It's June 9th and 10th, and it's going to be at our Suitland location in Suitland, Maryland. And it's our first one. We've had a heart desire to do this for quite some time. There are many sons and daughters that are under us and pastors and leaders who we're connected with that have asked us to do this many times. But we just felt led that this is the time, this is the year that God wants us to do this. We believe that God is doing some major things in the body of Christ. It's a time of, well, Pastor Tony's been saying, reset, reboot, and renewing. Mm-hmm. And so we feel like there are many pastors that need to be reset, rebooted, and renewed, just encouraged in the things of God. We're not necessary there to preach a bunch of messages to them, but we do want to encourage them in the Word and the things of God, that God is doing a major shift. And if we prepare ourselves for it, we won't jump ship, but we'll just be on board and do what God has called us to do and make the necessary changes so we can experience what God has for us. We're excited about it. We have some great people that are coming in and will be ministering to us. Some of our sons in the ministry who are very successful at what they do will be sharing. We have Dr. Ransom Mumba out of Houston. He'll be coming and sharing. He has many churches, many locations, not only in the States, but abroad. His church in South Africa, churches in London, and he has about 11 or 12 locations and very successful at what he does. He's coming and sharing. Pastor Ed Brinson, who's overseeing an apostle over 6 locations in the Florida area, and he'll be coming and sharing, and Pastor Tony and I will be sharing, and so many others. Everyone will be tremendously blessed. I believe it will be a life-changing experience.
Amen.
As we come together and glean from each other in this conference.
Those dates are again, Pastor Cynthia?
June 9th and 10th, which will be a Thursday and Friday at our Suitland location, 3911 St. Boniface Road in Suitland, Maryland.
Okay. Is there a registration that they can go by the website, VCMI?
Yes, vcmi.org.
Okay, gotcha.
Don't want to miss it.
Amen. Any final thoughts, Pastor Cynthia, that you can give us just to love on us and just from your heart? And anything that the Lord said to you today, anything?
Yeah, you know, I do. I want to share. You know, I woke up this morning. I got up really about 5 o'clock this morning, and I love to meditate on the Word of God. It sets the tone for the day, and thought about a mother's love and receiving God's love. And I want to minister to all the mothers that are there, you know, since you're talking about mother's love this week. And the scripture says in Psalm 59, verses 16 and 17, the easy reading version says, "But I will sing about your strength. I will rejoice in your love every morning. You have been my place of safety, the place I can run to when a trouble comes. I will sing praises to you, my source of strength. You, God, are my place of safety. You are the God who loves me." And I just want everybody to know that God loves you. You know, in this season, this time of year, you know, it can be sad for some people who may have lost a mother, or, you know, their relationship with their mother is estranged. But did you know that God loves you? He is your place of safety. You can rejoice in him, and he's there with you all the time. Even when you're in trouble, that God loves you, and he'll be a mother to you. He calls himself El Shaddai, the all-supreme God, the all-breasting one. And those of you that have a mother that's gone home to be with the Lord, she is as close to you as the ceiling in every room you're in. And they're always there praying for you, believing God with you. They're part of those great, great cloud of witnesses that are watching over your lives. And so, you know, with God, we're never alone. But our loved ones are always watching over us as well. Just want everybody to know that God loves you, and it's an everlasting love. There's no love that can compare to it.
Amen. Pastor Cynthia, thank you so, so very much for being with us today. Family, listen, just go by our website, jsmonline.org. This has been great. We love you, Pastor Cynthia.
Oh, I love you too.
Okay. That's our show for this week. I normally would have announcements for you all, but we got to close out. Listen, come back next week. Miss Tamisha McNeil will be on the show. We love you so very much. All things are possible if you can just believe. See you next week. Bye-bye.
This concludes our message for today. We believe your life has been changed through the power of the Word of God and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. For more information, please stop by our website at jsmonline.org. And remember, all things are possible if you can just believe.